Ale jsem jim Mike. Mluvím časně a mi díle k telefonu.
The sound of medics trying and failing to get through to headquarters in a scene from Sophia's Lost Ambulance, which is now screening at the One World Festival of Human Rights Documentaries. Documenting the experiences of an ambulance crew in the Bulgarian capital over 2 years, the award-winning film captures moments of high human drama against the backdrop of a barely functioning system. Travelling with the medics were two filmmakers, director Ilyan Melev and soundman Tom Kirk. The latter told Ian Willoughby it was an often intense experience.
Inevitably, we encountered a lot of intense situations on a regular basis due to the lack of number of ambulance crews available. Sometimes there are as few as, you know, 8 or 6 crews for a city of 2 million. So inevitably, they're constantly up against it and exhausted and arriving late at cases, which is no fault of their own. They're just given the cases and already it's several hours late, and they arrive and have to anticipate people who are deeply upset because they're in very stressful situations.
Is it the case that the crews can pick up people, pick up patients, and then not be able to get them into a hospital?
Yeah, there are occasions where they would go to one hospital, there'd be no spaces, they'd go to another hospital, and you'll hear on the radio as well that they'll say there are no beds in this hospital, and they just kind of throw their hands in the air and go, you know, where the hell are we going to go? And they try, and then you have to then explain that to patients and relatives that, you know, we can't take you anywhere. It's, you know, just an exasperating, difficult situation, inevitably.
Throughout the film, we only see this guy, Dr. Yordanov, the leader of the crew, Mila, the nurse, and Plowman, the driver. We don't see anybody else's faces, really. Was that an aesthetic decision, or was it to do with issues of privacy?
Ilyan made that decision very early on that we wouldn't see the patients in the film. Not only to avoid issues of people's involvement and willingness, it wouldn't feel right to do that anyway in this context, but he wanted to make the film about these people and their specific commitment to their work and to show their strength and their good qualities up against this broken infrastructure in this difficult situation. That's the story. We watch their faces and we see their work. It's not even the specifics of the equipment that they use. It's their commitment to their profession, which, you know, and the passion that they have for it, that's the significant part of the film. Anything else would be sensationalist diversion, and that wasn't the point of the film. He didn't want to make a sensationalist film. He wanted to make a film that really paid tribute to these people, these characters, and did them justice.
The film has won many awards outside Bulgaria. It's got a lot of international press attention. Why do you think it has struck such a chord internationally?
I think because you see, you know, these characters, these very strong characters who have a genuine commitment and passion for their work, which is universal, it can be universally appreciated, regardless of the specific details of Bulgaria or Sofia's broken health service. I think also there may be, you know, an element of people from abroad being more shocked by the details of that. When we watched it with the audience in Sofia, people see it obviously a different way. They anticipate what they're going to see, that they'll see the typical scenarios. But many people came and spoke to us after the screenings in Sofia and said, it was actually great, what you've done a great thing, you've actually brought the people closer to these people that work within the medical service. And it's an important film in that regard, that people understand what the circumstances are, you know, that they're working in and that they're working up against, and that they have a real commitment to this and that they're trying to do their best for people, and where the fault lies, you know, which is why there are all these stirrings and protests in Bulgaria at the moment. It's widespread corruption that's the blame. It's not, you know, individuals trying to struggle against it.
Tom Kirk, who worked on the film Sophia's Lost Ambulance, and we will have more from the One World Festival of Human Rights Documentaries over the next week or so.